Once upon a time, in a land not so far away, there was a young girl named Lily who believed that happiness was like a magical unicorn, rare, elusive, and only attainable through grand adventures. She dreamed of the day when she'd finally catch the unicorn and ride off into the sunset of eternal bliss. And as Lily grew up, she chased the things she thought would lasso joy, right? Achievements at school, and the perfect romantic partner, and a high-powered career. And each time she reached one of those milestones, she'd feel a rush of excitement, only to watch it fade as the glow of novelty wore off. Lily began to wonder, was the unicorn of happiness just a myth? A shimmering mirage that kept her galloping ahead but could never truly be caught? I share Lily's story because it echoes a journey that so much of us are on. The quest to, quote-unquote, find happiness somewhere out there, just beyond our reach. We've all heard the promises. I'll be happy when I lose 20 pounds. I'll be happy when I get married. I'll be happy when I can finally afford my dream house. But what if I told you those promises are just fairy tales? That true, lasting happiness doesn't live in some far-off fantasy land, but right here, inside of you, waiting to be uncovered. Today, we're going to bust some common myths about what brings joy. Notice I didn't say happiness. We're going to explore how to embrace the magic of contentment in the here and now. I'm Chad Lawson, and let's calm it down in 3, 2, 1. I want to start by unpacking the biggest myth of all. Happiness is a destination. So often we treat joy like it's a finish line that we have to sprint towards, right? A shiny prize that's waiting for us on the other side of our struggles. We tell ourselves, I'll be happy when, fill in the blank, with whatever milestone that we are fixated on. But here's the problem with that way of thinking. It keeps happiness forever in the future, just out of reach. It's like we're Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, right? Convinced that the answer to our yearning is in some emerald city, when we had the power to click our heels and just go home all along. The truth is, happiness isn't the place we arrive at after completing some epic quest. I'm going to say that again. The truth is, happiness isn't a place we arrive at after completing some epic quest. It's a choice that we can make in the present moment, regardless of our external circumstances. Study after study has shown that our life situations account for only about 10% of our overall happiness. Yes, 10%. Whether we win the lottery or lose a job, that rush of joy or wave of despair will eventually crest and recede, returning us to our natural set point of well-being. There's a tremendous book called The Science of Happiness. I really recommend you checking it out. But if happiness isn't the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, then what is it? Well, I like to think of happiness as a garden that we tend inside of ourselves. It requires daily nurturing, right? Planting seeds of gratitude, right? Watering our relationships and pulling the weeds of negative thinking. And when we shift our focus from pursuing joy out there to cultivating it within, that's when we discover that contentment is always accessible, even in the midst of life's storms. In our social media saturated world, it's easy to fall into the trap of believing that happiness should look a certain way, like a perfectly curated feed filled with exotic vacations and flawless selfies and extravagant purchases. But the truth is, those picture-perfect moments are just that. They're moments, carefully staged and filtered to show only the highlight reel of someone's existence. Real happiness, the kind that sustains us through life's ups and downs, it's often much quieter. It's often much more unassuming. It's the contentment that comes from living in alignment with our values, from investing in relationships that nourish us, and from savoring the simple pleasures that are available to us every day. I mean, when was the last time you just poured a glass of water and just enjoyed it? How simple that pleasure is. Sometimes joy is even found in the release of emotions that we typically label as negative, like sadness or grief. When we allow ourselves to fully feel and express those feelings, rather than bottling them up, we create space for healing, for resilience. But the key is to broaden our definition of happiness beyond the big, flashy moments and learn how to appreciate the subtle, ordinary magic that's a part of our daily lives. It's about training our attention to notice the good that's already present and cultivating gratitude for the small little wonders. Because when we shift our focus in this way, we start to realize that happiness isn't some far-off destination that we have to strive for, but it's a choice that we can make in the here and now. We don't have to wait for everything to be perfect to allow ourselves to feel joy. We can choose to appreciate and savor the blessings that are right in front of us, to find contentment in the imperfect, but beautiful reality of our lives. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. Speaking of life's blessings, here's one that can make parenting just a little bit easier as our kids grow up. Just like happiness, financial responsibility is a skill that needs to be nurtured and cultivated over time. Well, that's where Greenlight comes in. It's a debit card and money app designed specifically for families. With Greenlight, parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their spending and savings and help them build lifelong financial literacy skills through fun, educational games. Oh, I remember the chores I had growing up, taking out the trash, walking the dog, mowing the yard, all the things. I always wished there was a clear connection between completing those tasks and earning some pocket money. Well, Greenlight makes that possible with their chores feature. You can set up custom chores for your kids, and when they check them off, funds are automatically deposited into their account. Talk about motivation. My gosh. It's a simple way to keep your household organized while teaching your kids the value of hard work. Millions of parents and kids are already using Greenlight to navigate the world of money together. It's convenient, it's educational, and most importantly, it empowers your kids to develop a healthy relationship with finances. Head to greenlight.com/calm, C-A-L-M, to sign up today. You'll get your first month totally free. Again, that's greenlight.com/calm. Okay, diving back into our discussion about happiness myths, I wanted to share another one worth debunking. The idea that joy is a solo pursuit. While taking care of our own needs and finding inner peace, yes, that is important. The truth is, we're not meant to do this whole happiness thing alone. Our well-being is deeply connected to the quality of our relationships. Research has shown that strong social connections are the most important factor in predicting happiness in a long and healthy life. There's even a well-known study by Harvard University, you've probably heard of them, that they followed people for over 80 years and found that the quality of their relationships matters more for our health and happiness than fame, wealth, and even genes. Isn't that astounding? Even more than genes, the quality of the relationships is what mattered the most. But building those connections isn't just about being around people and hoping that they will make us happier because they're around. It's about actively showing up for others and extending ourselves in ways that create meaning and value in their lives. It's about being present, paying attention, and putting time and energy into growing the relationships that matter the most. Because when we focus on bringing joy to others, we tap into a deep sense of fulfillment that doesn't depend on our circumstances. When we give to others happiness, we're reminded of our own ability to be generous and make a difference, right? And that makes us feel better. It gives us a sense of purpose. It gives us this connection that goes beyond the short-lived pleasures of only thinking about ourselves. And even further than that, when we consistently show up for each other, we start to build a mutual bond of care and support. We create a positive cycle of kindness, right? Where everyone feels seen, everyone feels valued, everyone feels uplifted. It's like a happiness loop, right? The more we give, the more we receive. And the more inspired we are to keep spreading that positivity. But it's not just about that big heroic act of selflessness, right? Often the most meaningful ways that we can contribute to others' happiness are through the small everyday actions. It might be as simple as listening to a friend who needs to talk, or writing a heartfelt thank you note, or just doing a random act of kindness for a complete stranger. So this week, I want to invite you to experiment with making others' happiness a priority. Even just once, right? Look for those small daily opportunities to brighten someone's day. Doesn't that make you feel so good even just thinking about it? I mean, maybe it's surprising a coworker with their favorite coffee or donuts, or helping an elderly neighbor with their groceries, or maybe sending an encouraging text to someone who's just been on your mind, right? As you do these little simple acts of showing up and just extending yourself, being kind, take a moment to notice how they affect your own mood, your own outlook. Notice how you feel. Notice how you feel warmth, right? And just connected and even content when you focus on bringing joy to someone else. You might just find that the more you give, the more you receive, not in a tit-for-tat way, but in a deep, soul-nourishing way. And as you build that muscle of generosity and grow those strong social connections, you will be tapping into the most powerful source of happiness available to us as human beings. So try it. Spread some joy this week. Remember, happiness is not a solo journey. It's a team effort. By showing up for others with an open heart, you are creating a world where everyone can thrive. Which brings me to another malicious myth about happiness. The notion that joy means living on some eternally sunlit peak, never dipping into valleys of shadow or struggle. Here's the simple truth. Are you ready? This is hard. You can be happy without being happy all the time. I'm going to say that again. You can be happy without being happy all the time. And so often we gloss over difficult emotions like sadness or fear and anger, and we treat them like the unwelcome party crashers that need to be shown the door ASAP, or we'll get kicked out of the land of Happyville. But what if we made space for the whole rainbow of feelings, right? Trusting that they all have something to offer us. I honestly believe that true happiness is about wholeness. It's about expanding our capacity to sit with discomfort, to move through challenges, and to embrace the unexpected gifts and moments of failure or of lack. Happiness isn't sidestepping the mess of being human. It's building a bigger emotional home for ourselves, one where every feeling, every experience has a place. So I'm going to go back to my point I just said. You can be happy without being happy all the time. So the next time you catch yourself gritting your teeth through sadness or stuffing down your anger, I want to invite you to get curious. What might that difficult feeling be trying to tell you? Can you sit with it like you would a frightened child, right? Offering comfort and listening to its story. Even the emotions we often think of as negative, like sadness or anger, they have something valuable to teach us. Because when we embrace these feelings, these difficult feelings, instead of pushing them away, we become stronger. We become more whole, and more able to find peace even in difficult times. So this week, try flipping the script on a feeling that you normally judge or avoid. The next time nervousness shows up, welcome it by saying, hey, yep, I know you're trying to protect me from failure or from pain or whatever that is. Thanks. Thank you for looking out for me. I see you. And when loneliness taps on the door, invite it in for a tea with a gentle, ah, I get it. Connection is so important and it's hard to feel isolated. So I'm going to sit with this and I'm going to see what you need. What does my loneliness need? What does my fear need? What does my procrastination need? Sit down, write it out. Ask yourself, what does this feeling need? Sorry guys, I know this is an ad, but I'm being very honest. This changed everything for my kids. This is amazing, so please listen to it, especially if you have kids. And if you don't have kids, then, you know, go make a coffee or something. But while I'm on the topic of nurturing others, I want to take a quick mental break and I want to talk about how we can show up for our kids, okay? So whether your child is struggling to keep up or craving more of a challenge or just needs some extra support, online programs like IXL can make a world of difference. So there's a really cool program, it's called IXL, and it covers all of the core subjects, math, language arts, science, social studies, for kids pre-K through 12. And here's the best part. It's not about rote memorization or mindless drills. IXL is thoughtfully designed to help kids build true understanding and mastery with tons of positive feedback and fun and interactive elements along the way. My kids love it. And the impact speaks for itself. Study after study has shown that students using IXL score higher on standardized tests and have better academic outcomes overall. In fact, IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the US. Did you hear that? That's the kind of learning that lasts a lifetime. Best of all, IXL works for all of your kids, no matter the age or the learning style. The program is powered by advanced algorithms that adjust to each child's unique needs, making sure they always get the right level of challenge and support. And with one subscription covering every subject for every grade, it could not be more convenient or more affordable. An hour of tutoring costs more than a whole month of IXL. Yes, guys, check it out. So if you're ready to see your child thrive academically, head to IXL.com/calm, C-A-L-M, to sign up today and get 20% off of the membership. That's IXL.com/calm, C-A-L-M, for the most effective and comprehensive, and I'm going to add fun, learning tool out there. It's awesome. Check it out. Okay. Now, if you are just back with your coffee, thank you for coming back. As we close, I want to return to Lily. Hi, Lily. Our happiness hero from earlier. So after years of chasing down mythical unicorns, she finally realized that the magic she was seeing lived inside of her all along. She stopped sprinting after far-off finish lines and started savoring the ordinary wonders right in front of her nose. She began, bit by bit, to befriend her loneliness, her insecurities, her anger, and discover that welcoming them in made more space for lightness. She learned to cultivate happiness. Did you hear that? She worked and learned to cultivate happiness, like a garden, planting seeds of compassion and letting the weeds of compassion just fall away, and letting the weeds of comparison fall away. Slowly, surely, Lily noticed that joy was growing, was blossoming, not in some mythical land of eternal sunshine, but right here in the beautiful mess of a fully human life. The unicorn of happiness, it turned out, is more like a bird, coming into sight at the most unexpected moments, right? Singing its music and then flying off again. And she found that she could appreciate its magic all the more when she stopped trying to trap it and simply enjoy it when it came to visit. So this week, my invitation for you is to look for happiness, not with a butterfly net, but with a bird bath. to create the conditions for joy right where you are with what you have. Start that garden and trust that something beautiful is going to grow, even if it looks different than you had planned. Click your heels. Remember, the magic isn't someplace over the rainbow. It's right here in your courage, your strength, your open and willing heart. There is no place like home, and no home like the one you build inside of yourself. It won't be perfect. I'm just going to let you know, it's the hard truth. It will not be perfect, but it will be real and strong and big enough to hold all of you, who you are, the light, the shadow, the ups and the downs. It's a strong house. It's a strong house. You were made for joy. You were made for wholeness. You were made to dance with every emotion and come home to yourself again and again. And on this journey, on this path of tending to happiness, know that I'm reaching through the soil to squeeze your hand. I'm whispering to you right now, keep planting, keep watering, keep blooming, keep waiting, because I'm rooting for you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And as always, please be kind to your mind. You're doing a beautiful job. And until next time, be gentle with yourself and keep shining your light. Not because you have to earn happiness, but because the world needs your magic. I'm so glad you're here. Until next time, join me again as we calm it down. To find more episodes of Calm It Down, see where I may be appearing in your area, or just simply want to know where to send me some chocolate chip cookies, visit calmitdownpodcast.com. This podcast was written and produced by yours truly, Chad Lawson, composer, pianist, and nationally recognized Sweet Tooth. The views, expressions, and techniques in this episode are of my personal opinion and not intended, nor should they, serve as a substitute for medical advice or diagnosis rendered to you by your individual doctor or other healthcare provider. Only a licensed physician should evaluate your situation, provide a diagnosis, or render other medical advice to you. And you should only act upon the advice of this physician. Now, I'm an extreme empath by nature, but my profession is that of a composer and pianist, not a licensed therapist or physician. I hear from thousands of listeners how my music has helped them through various stages of emotional needs, and I simply want to offer this in future podcast episodes to aid those needs. So to find a list of licensed professionals in your area, please visit calmitdownpodcast.com. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, or better yet, share it with a friend. While it takes less than 60 seconds to do, its impact will last for years to come, as every little bit helps in growing the awareness and the importance of mental and emotional health. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And until next time, be kind to your mind and join me again as we calm it down.